forget. I'm on my 80 and I ain't been into nothing yet. They'll say, you ain't been around. That's what they'll tell me. He turned into a prophet, yet he never found the cure. You see that anyone is good enough if they trust what God has said in the book that I just read, and then he changes you way deep down inside, and then he'll make you something yet. Maybe you just ain't been into nothing yet. It's coming, it's coming. Trust the Lord and don't fret, baby. You know, he'll make you something yet. You need elevated. God'll make you cool.
Tell you. Someone that is so far above it all. Oh, mama, I can hear you a sighing. You're so scared, it's all a joke. Examine Romans 10 for a while, and then you'll know I can't be wrong.
Get with Christ, walk his way. You and man name,
his grace.
Living by the law, baby, gonna get it wrong. Living by the law, make it dead and gone. Look at God's commands in Leviticus saying, then in Deuteronomy, you see a man.
See it, man.
Chapter 3 tonight of Galatians, verses 19 through 25. Small crowns, any crowns put you in deep. Christ is the Savior, say, look at me, look at, look at me. Jesus died so. Grace is living Romans 7, 1 and 4. There have been 613 written by the law. We ain't even exaggerating that you said so. That you said so.
You gotta read Leviticus 18 and read a little more. Deuteronomy 27, Habakkuk 4.
Small crowns, any crowns, put you in deep. Read it in Genesis 10 and show you'll see. Yeah!
You ain't heard nothing yet. We're just getting going here. Another week of apologetics with an X. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and the mastermind behind all of these parodies is Jay Jackson, the lead singer of Apologetics. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jerry. I don't know if I'm a mastermind, but I am an empty vessel that God fills up, and I'm glad. But thank you for the kudos. Those first four shows, first four songs that we let off with today are from our 25th anniversary concert, although we've just released them in the last, two of them just came out this week and two came out 2 weeks ago. So we had You Ain't Been Nothing Yet, which you alluded to, a parody of You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by BTO, Don't Fear the People, a parody of Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult, Lemonade, cool, refreshing drink, a parody of Renegade by Styx, and learn some Deuteronomy, a parody of Def Leppard's "Pour Some Sugar on Me." And yeah, we're gonna come up next with some older apologetic stuff, or some of the songs that I grew up with. Okay, first we got Cornelius, which is a parody of Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel, one of the very first albums I ever had, and inherited it from my sister. I don't know if she deliberately allowed me to inherit it or if she just forgot, but a parody of Cornelius from Simon and Garfunkel, or a parody of Cecilia. See, Jerry, I get so conditioned to the new words that I forget the title of the old one. Then we have The Sounds of Silas, a parody of Sounds of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel. And then we have another parody of that same song, but it's called The Sounds of Sirens, and that's a parody of Disturbed. They did a cover version. You think Disturbed, you think heavy metal, real hard stuff, but it's actually a very quiet song. It's a very beautiful song. Paul Simon liked it a lot. He sent them a congratulatory letter after he first heard it. Anyway, it's called The Sounds of Sirens, and like I said, it's a parody of the same song, but a whole different take on it.
Because a vision of a man speaking came to Paul while he was sleeping, and the vision of the Macedonian man said to him, "Come help us, Paul and Silas." In Acts 16 they walked around, tried to get to know the town, went to pray down by the river, met a lady there named Lydia. They baptized her there, and she asked if it be alright, come spend the night and stay a while
They met a slave girl later on, who made her masters quite a lot. Fortune telling was her occupation, had a spirit of divination. It was driven out when Paul said Jesus' name. And so they came and arrested Paul and Silas, threw them right into the jail. Paul and Silas' faith prevailed. Prisoners at midnight heard them praising God that they were Christ's servants. Then an earthquake came and shook the jail and let go from the cell Paul Silas. And the jailer bowed and prayed, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will receive his forgiveness. Paul and Silas taught the words of the gospel to him and his entire house. And everyone now is in heaven with Paul and Silas.
Swiftly breeding, and it leaves our loved ones bleeding. And the crimson blood that ran red in their veins spills the same when there's the sound of sirens. And rocks are thrown, and terror seeks out troubled souls. We need the Savior of every man. He'll turn our colors into gold in his hands. But our eyes are set on the flesh, so we see our fight black and white. And thus the sound of sirens. And on the news tonight I saw just how the people hate the law. People shot dead with speaking without thinking, people righting wrongs with force instead of prayer. No one spared. It stirs the sound of sirens. Fools that riot do not know Satan's quite a clever foe. Hear the word or he might beat you. Take a button, he might eat you. But the vast Ephesians 6 verse 12, it echoes in the wails of sirens. And if people now will pray,
my room.
Apologetics with an X. Jay's the lead singer with me here each week at this time. And if you can't hear the show at the time your radio station airs it, feel free to listen at your convenience any day at www.angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. They are the folks that make this show possible. And Jay, what's up next on your favorite artist parody list?
Sure, Jerry. Here's some other ones that influenced me as a kid. If you had an older sister and growing up in the 70s, especially in the early 70s, and you probably heard a lot of Carole King's Tapestry album. You might have heard some James Taylor, too. But these next two songs were both written by Carole King, and they're both on the Tapestry album, although we spoofed the James Taylor version. First song was called I Feel the Earth Proves. It's a parody of I Feel the Earth Move, which was part of a double-sided number one song. It's Too Late was the A-side, and I Feel the Earth Move was a B-side, and Billboard counted them both kind of as a number one record. The one after that is You've Got a Friend, originally done by James Taylor. Ours is called You've Got a Text. And, of course, Carole wrote that, and she sang backing vocals, I believe, on that with Joni Mitchell. And then we have a couple from our Jesus Christ Morning Star CD. This one... This is from a remake of the song from that, okay? And the reason we're including that today is because Jesus Christ Superstar was a hugely influential album in my musical growing in the early days. And the first song's called I'll Prepare for You. It's a parody of I'll Be There for You. Like I said, it was originally on our Jesus Christ Morningstar CD, but we did a new version on Easter Standard Time that I like better. And then we have a song called Hosanna, which is a parody of Rosanna by Toto. And then we have another song from our Jesus Christ Morningstar CD, and this is actually from that CD. It's called Parable Guy. It's a parody of Don McLean's American Pie.
Stuff got mad.
told his disciples, I'm gonna go away. Where I go, you know, they all cried, please explain. He said, you've all been stuck in second grade. If you haven't seen the way, the truth, the light is here in your face. But I'll prepare for you.
We're a place of fun.
I'll prepare for you.
We'll be right back. can still remember how amusing he could make things sound. And I knew if I'd had my pen, that I should take notes even then, and maybe then I'd have them for you now. But every word he said was clever, and every parable I remember, Matthew has recorded, and Luke I think has more yet. I can't remember if I try what I learned about in junior high, but some things taught by Jesus Christ remain, refusing to die. So bye bye, Mr. Parable Guy. Got my blessings through the lessons taught by Heaven's Messiah. Them good old days of seeking wisdom divine, sitting listening to the Parable Guy. Listen to the Parable Guy. Did you like the book of Luke? And do you like fables that are true? If you like, I'll tell you some. 'Cause a true believer's crop is slow when seed gets wasted by the road, but plant a steep and plow the land, we'll grow. Well, I know the storms will come against it. Start your mansion in the sand. He won't pick off the fruits if that fig tree didn't produce. Ooh, and if a lowly widow won't give up, she can make a case and win a wicked judge. But the new wine is powerful stuff, and it waits for you to try. You gotta drink it.
Kingdom by Mr. Parable Guy. Got my blessings through the lessons taught by him.
terrible guy. Oh, and there they were all in one place, from every nation, tongue, and race, with goats and lambs apart in pans. So come on, drag the fishnet, catch the fish. Don't splash that on your candlestick, 'cause flour with the leaven's gone. Them good old days of seeking wisdom divine, sitting listening to the parable guy. Listen to the parable guy. They were seeking by Mr. Parable Guy. Got my blessings through the lessons taught by heaven's Messiah. Them good old days of seeking wisdom divine, sitting listening to the parable guy.
Apologetics with an X. Jay, your band has recorded over 700 parodies now, and you're updating an ebook about your selections. How do they get what those in the biz call merch?
Yes, and if you want to get our CDs or downloads or whatever, you can go to apologetics.com. Just remember to spell it like the very nice man said, apologetics with an X. .com. Or you can go to iTunes, Amazon, MP3, Spotify, Pandora, you know, Google Play, just about any music provider, you can find us there. You can go on to YouTube. There literally are hundreds and hundreds of videos for our songs there. But, you know, you go to apologetics.com, you can get them for a donation. You can choose what you want to pay and get as many as you want. You can also get the USB drives there to have our complete library if you want to do that. But we really don't care how you do it, as long as you're listening. If you're just listening to this show, you're already doing us a great favor, because you're hearing the music and the Word of God is getting into you, and that's great. And we're hoping that you're sharing the Word of God, even more importantly than our music, the Word of God with those around you, those you love. This next song we're going to play is a parody from Jesus Christ Morning Star. It's called Go Right Now. It's also called Apostle Me, because it's a medley. It's a medley of All Right Now by Free and Rockin' Me by Steve Miller. If you know anything about music history, Steve Miller originally wrote the song Rockin' Me as a tribute to the original lead guitarist of Free, and that's why they sound so similarly. And I don't think Steve expected it to be such a big hit. It became an even bigger hit than All Right Now. All Right Now was a number 4 hit. Rockin' Me was a number 1 hit. After that, we have a song called Yes Today. It's a parody of Yesterday by the Beatles. And finally, we have from our very early days. This is from 1993. It's pretty raw, but it's still joyous, at least. It's a parody of I Feel Fine by the Beatles. It's called In Matthew 9.
We stood with John B., Simon's brother Andrew and me. He said, hey, look at this. Now, baby, there's a Lamb of God who frees us from sin. I said, hey, what's he saying, baby? Andrew, could you please explain? No time to waste, always said to me. Let's move before the Savior walks away. Ow! Go right now, baby, let's go right now. Go right now, baby, let's go right now.
Ooh. Let me tell you what happened to that.
We took a walk to Christ's place, talking with the dude all the day. When we left him, Andrew said, maybe I'll get Simon, should we get James? He said, bro, come over fast, 'cause I think the Lord's here at last. He said, what? The Lord above. Simon found out quickly. Enough, baby, baby, baby. Go right now, baby, let's go right now. Go right now, baby, let's go right now. Let's go right now.
If today you should hear his voice, don't turn away. Now's the time that you should kneel and pray, and finally say yes today. Suddenly you might have to spend eternity in a place you never wanna be. Say yes today and just believe Christ, he died for all. There's no soul he wouldn't save. There's just one thing you have to do. Say yes today. Yesterday seems like such an easy thing to say. All you need is faith, so why delay? Say, I believe in yesterday. Why you might say no, I don't know. I couldn't say. I'd say something's wrong if you don't say yes today. Yesterday might just be a final chance to pray. All you need is faith, so why delay? Say I believe and yes today.
Follow me, you know what I did, so I wrote down. chosen by the King of Kings. You know you said this, so Jesus came to me in Matthew 9.
Take Jude, he makes it fast. Take a second and read his letter. Remember, it's 25 verses long. So is this song, so pay attention. Take Jude, both he and James were related to our Lord and Savior. They didn't believe their brother was him till he'd risen, but he forgave them. And when your family feels you're strange, like Jude and James, that those we know who think we're fools and crazy kooks, they may just convert a little slower. Na 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 na. Take Jude, it's written down.
Mighty Froggy.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.